Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm not sure where our listeners are generated from today, but it could be any time because we do broadcast worldwide. Welcome to our show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And this is not our normal time. Normally we're on the air Wednesdays and Fridays, but we had to make an adjustment in our schedule. So we're broadcasting today, Monday. And we do have a caller in the queue. Yay. So we're going to get to that caller in just a moment, but we want to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. We really appreciate your support. It's free to press that like button, and it does help promote the show. So we appreciate that. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. All right, let's bring on our caller from the 845 area code. Hello.
Hello, how are you? This is Lucy.
Lucy, hi.
Good. How are you doing over there?
Doing okay. Doing okay. How about you?
Oh, yes, going with the flow. I'm supposed to be on vacation this week, and I couldn't go.
Oh, no, you were supposed to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Where were you going to go?
Well, I was going for a week to Palm Beach, Florida, Finger Island.
Yeah. And I remember on a call that I said, it was like, I don't know, it was maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I asked you if you had any travel plans. Now I remember you said, yes, I'm going to be traveling in March. So this was the trip, and now you're not getting to go. What a bummer. You're...
I was like, I waited until last minute on Friday because we're supposed to fly on Saturday morning. But then as soon as they say they're going to close the beaches, and then my friends say, no, well, we're going to go there just to stay in the hotel, in the resort. I say, well, at least we go and walk on the streets over there and the sun. And then the things get worse and worse and worse. I say, no, just let's go and cancel everything.
Did you get refunded?
No, I had just the timeshare. I have to reschedule. I have to think because where I work, I have to put my days like 4 months in advance. Otherwise, I don't get no time.
Yeah.
And I have to really, it's like I didn't give up until 5:30. Then I say, wait a minute. They keep saying, oh, the mayor is going to do this and that. The black complaints because they were complaining people on the beaches. And they say, forget about it. We're going to stay here because we don't know if we're going to be able to come back.
Yeah. Then it's not a good time to travel right now. I would. I guess most of the country is under stay-at-home orders. You're supposed to stay inside. And at least here in California, it's been a statewide mandate, and they're starting to close parking lots of beaches because I guess over the weekend there were people that were, you know, not following the stay inside orders. So they're closing down the public places. So not a good time to travel. It's good that you're home. Sorry you're not feeling well.
No, I'm feeling okay.
Are you feeling okay?
I feel
you said you felt sick.
No. I say no. We didn't go. We wait until last moment to start calling the air. No. I hope I don't feel. I feel good. No, I just say I didn't go because we went until last minute because I didn't really want to cancel.
Your birth date, Lucy, is 10/26/62. Is that right?
Yes, October 16, 1962.
Oh, October 16th. Okay, I knew it was 6/18. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I got it slightly wrong, but it was close.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay, I had to go more often.
I was thinking the reflection, about that reflection in the 62 was the day, but it's actually, well, it is in the month and the day, sort of, but it's actually in the karmic number 26. You have that.
Yeah, because you say I'm 26, and then I'm very intuitive, something
yeah.
like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. So you have
to. I have to start calling more often because you're forgetting my birthday.
Huh? Would you say? You know, I'm not. I was close. I said 10/26.
I have to start calling
62.
More often because you're forgetting my birthday.
I know you have to call in more often, but I was close. I have to give myself credit for being close.
Yes.
So I get credit for being close. But you know.
Yes.
We talked about this a lot, Lucy, about the reflection in your energy. You have that 62, which is your inverted karmic number, but also in your month and day, those two ones represent a two, and then you have that six. So your two is broken up by two ones, but 26 is also in your month and day. So it's an interesting arrangement of energy. What's going on today specifically? Did you have a question?
Well, I see you guys on the spot, and I said, let me just listen because I couldn't listen from the screen. Then I call. But usually when I call, I don't press one, but you put me on the phone. I say, well, I am here, true. No, not too many callers. I can do my question.
Sure.
I would like to know what's going on with my daughter. My relationship is just going down south. Even though if I say something, it's nasty. If I don't say something, I don't care. And then at this point, I don't know what a weight to handle this situation because either way it's going to be not good enough for her.
Did you, one, you know what? I should have said it. I did think you were going to ask about your kids, something to do with your kids.
Yeah,
but
always.
Did you help her financially? I know that there was some financial, you were going to help them with a home or something like that?
No. No, that was for my son because she always telling me that I always prefer my son. Then I say, no, I cannot treat you both equally because you two are different people. And you two had different preference, different styles for life. No, I didn't do anything major with him.
Well, you know what? The thing is, Lucy, the theme of relationship is very strong in your birthday code. You've got, like we said, twos going on. Your two is broken up in the month and day, and you got a two solidly in your year. But the 11, that 11 factor signifies that there might be trouble in relationships. And there's been past drama with your son, that there's been distance with him because he's you know, not wanting to, I don't know, relate to his mother at certain times. I think things have gotten better with him, but there was a time where things were pretty rough. Now you're asking
with
about
him now, usually it's with her.
Yeah, but remember when he wasn't talking to you, it was maybe a year or two ago, and he was living in California, and you were saying he's not really wanting to be involved. I'm concerned about him.
Oh, that was because the father, every time that he's near his father, he gets all depressed, and he thinks all the stuff he did and how much he hate him and blah, blah, blah. Then I say, well, you just got to live with it. Nobody's going to change
him. Yeah, so, I mean, so that...
They don't like me because of that, you know?
that further supports the theory that there is some trouble in relationships. Obviously, you're divorced. There's been some drama with the gentleman that you have had a romantic connection with, and that's not really secure. So the theme of relationship is definitely dominated your life. So the question about your daughter specifically is what? Secondly, what's your daughter's birth date? We got to get that.
It's 11.
There you go.
1990.
11/4.
Yeah.
11/4.
1990.
Okay. So it's, you know, you've got your 11s line right up. I mean, you have that 11 again in your month and day. She's got an 11 in her month. 11 problems in relationships.
Yeah, I have 11 in my month.
Well, you have a 10 in your month. You have an 11 though with in your month and day. So the first number of your month is a 1, and your first number in your day is a 1. So that's an 11. You've got a 0 right in the middle of it. So that's not the greatest. Because
October 16, 1962. I have 1 in my month. Uh-huh.
1 in your month and 1 in your day. That's an 11.
Oh, okay, okay.
There's a separation between the 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a 0 in the middle. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's an 11. Your daughter is born in the 11th month. And in fact, she's born on the 4th. So that's a 6. That happens to be the second number in your day.
Oh, wow. What a correlation. Wow.
Yeah. So you can start to see the connective tissue between the two of you. 6, 16. I haven't even added this up. She's a 25/7.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
25/7.
And together you become a 6, which is, again, your day. She's a 25/7. So, and she's got a 10 in her, and in her year, she's born in 1990. That becomes a 10. That goes back to your month. So there's all kinds of stuff going on where you two are connected. And what's exactly going on with her?
Well, even though she's a college graduate, 2 years ago she decided to be a flight attendant because she liked to fly. Then I said, fine, I don't care if I spend all that money, and the good thing is you finish your college. I don't really mind if you want to be a flight attendant. Then because all these things going on, I didn't want to tell her, oh, how you doing, how you feel, nothing of that, because then she's going to say, Mom, you're so positive, why are you asking me that? You want me to get sick or what? Then I didn't ask her that. I say how the flights are going, blah blah blah. And by the way, how you doing? Then she say, oh, I cannot believe you didn't some kind of translating all the bad thing that she told me because she had a big mouth with me. Then she say, oh, and now you asking me at the end how I'm doing, what you think. You don't care about me, blah blah blah, something like that. And then I say, I didn't want to ask her how she was doing. She, at this point, she's very mad with me, and she say, oh, that's the reason I don't like to test with you, talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Then my question is, how to approach this relationship? I stay away from her because I don't want to, it's like something, if I say something is bad, if I don't say something it's because I don't care about her. Then it's like, well, what I do? Then I just stay away. And
So either way, you're feeling like whether you make an effort, you're in a bad situation.
Good enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, challenging.
You know,
other thing that I... Yes?
Lucy, in a situation like this, the best thing you can do with your daughter, since she... gets mad when you give an opinion, she gets mad if you don't say anything, ask her questions and say, well, then, you know, you ask her, well, what's going on, blah 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 blah, well, gee, that sounds difficult, how are you feeling about that, blah blah blah. See, you encourage her to talk. She's obviously not wanting your opinions. She's wanting to sound off and complain or whatever to you because you're the mother. And right now at her age, she's not concerned about your opinion. She just wants to dump things on you. So the best thing you can do to promote the language is to not make offers of suggestions. Don't do that. And don't ignore her. Just say, well, yeah, I want to listen. I want to see what's going on. And then when she talks, just say, oh, my God, that sounds horrible, whatever. And she goes, yeah, I know, but, you know, and she'll talk. And if she asks you for an opinion, then give it. If she doesn't, just ask questions and say, oh, my God. You know, and that way she doesn't have anything to use against you. If she asks for an opinion, that's different. But I think the best rule of thumb, if she's seeking some kind of interaction with you, is for you to just be an active listener at this point.
Oh, because another thing that she's always doing to me since she was little, she always betray me. Like if I say something, she goes, if I say, last time I sent her this, I said, listen, notice how you be best friend, because she has a best friend. You got to be attentive with your best friend, because I don't think that he's your best friend. And then I point some of the things that I saw on him. Then she went and copied and showed him the test. Then she betrays me all the way, always. Then I always forgot that. Like,
yeah, that's,
she cannot,
that's easy.
Is,
go ahead, Lucy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I have to. I this is not the first time. She did it with the father. She did it with anybody. When she sees the opportunity of betraying me, she will just, if I say something, then she will just like record her, or she will copy the test and forward it to the person. That means something private become against me. I say this is between you and me, and this is was something that I was advising you, because
yeah.
You know, Lucy, in the long run, you know, you're going to be there for her. You're the mother, and in the long run, that's where what you stand as. But I would just do active listening now.
Right.
I wouldn't put myself out and give opinions.
Because she's going to betray you. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, she has a history of doing that. And maybe when she grows up a little bit more, her behavior will change. But for right now, if you're feeling like she does not respect you, and she, you know, anything that you say that's private gets broadcast to other people, the suggestion of being an active listener, letting her talk, allows you to still have that connection with her. But it protects you. You can protect yourself against her hurting you.
Yeah, but she will never call me. Then she will say, oh, like the year passed by. And then she will say, oh, you don't care about me. And then you go and look for your son. And this is the thing that I am avoiding too.
Call her.
But then
you
I guess.
Call her. I would call her, but you just ask her questions. How are things with you? What's going on in your life? Tell me about it. And don't offer your feedback to her. That way, she can't turn around and repeat things that you say, because you've said nothing that would, you know, incriminate you or be any secret that would be shared with anybody else, because she's the one talking.
Okay. Yeah, but she won't call me, she won't answer my phone. Then I just leave it the way that
well,
it
then,
is.
Then if she won't call you or she won't answer your phone, then don't burden yourself with her. If this is what she's going through, don't allow yourself to start feeling guilty or involved. Just let her be. You're becoming your involvement is getting you in trouble with her. And if she's manipulating you, which it sounds like she is, this is a manipulation on her part, I wouldn't feed into it. How old is she? 20?
She's 30. 20.
30.
She was born in 1990.
Well, mm-hmm. She needs to grow up. And she can't, she's playing little baby games with you, daughter to mother. She's manipulating you, and you don't need it. And if she wants to be constructive and share with you and not criticize what you say, then fine, have a dialogue. If she's going to mess you up no matter what you do, just say, look, honey, I think it's best that you figure things out. I don't know. Or you don't respond. Or you just say, or you just acted, you know, you're getting too affected by her manipulation. You keep playing the record. You get to the end of the record and you play it again. Don't play this record. It's not working. She's 30. Whatever she's going through, if she's using you to work out, she's using you to work out her frustration. And so because she's so frustrated, she thinks that mother can be a sounding board and a target. And that's what I'm hearing.
And so, I, you know, 30 years old, I mean, yeah, you would expect a 30-year-old to be more grown up, but a lot of times 30, I mean, 30s is pretty young. So
he has the personality of his her father, because they are all smile and nice and beauty and glamour and all kind of stuff. But then in the other side, they babies, they never, like, when you say let her grow up, they never grow up. And then they always like they are like octopus. They come and, or snakes, they come and roll me up and boom. It's when they say, oh, this happened before, different way. But then it's too late because I already got it wrapped in the vines and in the whatever, you know?
Well, you know what, Lucy, what we suggest you do is, I mean, maybe try to reach out. If she doesn't call you back, that's what it is. If she does and there's some dialogue, let us know what happens. So check back in with us after you've gotten some kind of, if there's been some kind of interaction with your daughter, and see if maybe the advice that we've given today on the radio show helps to change the dynamic between the two of you. Okay.
Yeah, for now I understand the numbers. That's a good thing. And then I understand that whatever happened 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, I just let it cool off and let her just be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Manipulation, the kind of manipulating person to be.
Well, there's a way to extract yourself from that manipulation. So hopefully that our advice will help. We've got to get to other callers, but definitely check back in with us and let us know how things are progressing, okay? Stay healthy and safe.
Thank you. Blessing.
Bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You want to say something? Okay. Let's bring on another caller. 804, we've got 949 and 202 who have not pressed 1. So area codes 202 and 949. If you want to speak with us, let us know by pressing 1. 8. I'm losing track here of the queue. 804 is our next. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Sure.
What's
your name?
Yeah. My name is Vernell. It's always V, like in Virginia.
Vernell, is that E-L-L-E? V-E-R-N-E-L-L-E?
That's correct.
I got it right. Yay.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Okay. Last week on St. Patrick's Day, which was, I think, Tuesday.
317.
Unfortunately, I very quickly and suddenly lost my boyfriend to metastatic cancer. And we don't know exactly what cancer, you know, where the source was, because it happened so quickly and it was spreading very rapidly. And I was wondering if he was going to meet me when, and I was going to be with him after my time comes to go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry. And Neil, you're sorry.
Yeah,
I'm speaking for Neil too. It's horrible to lose someone that you love. Gosh. And I'm sorry it was so sudden. It sounds like you didn't have any time to really prepare.
No, not at all.
Okay, so for now, what's your birth date and what was his birth date?
Okay, my birthday is May 8th, 1963, and his birthday was May 18th, 1958.
Interesting. Well, your month and day is his year. Mm-hmm. But what was his month and day was 5/18, which obviously holds for month too. So
yeah.
So there's a lot of connections going on. Where did the cancer originate? Was he a smoker at any time?
Yes, he was smoking for a good long time, ever since his childhood.
So he was a smoker. That's what I was getting. Okay, smoker.
Yeah.
So was it lung cancer? Is that where it started, or did it start somewhere else?
Well, all of a sudden he started doubling over real bad and the pain. But before it really got severe, he kept saying the pain felt like it was in his groin area, and then it went to the other side. And then the pain was just really getting very intense, very fast in his lower body. And then when he had a CT scan done in an emergency room, they said that he had cancer. It was the cancer in his bone, his backbone, in the lower back, and in his let's see, I think they said it was in his bladder, in his kidney and liver. I'm not sure if it was both kidneys. And he was just, you know, like really in the lower part where his stomach at, he was having a lot of pain. And sometimes he had me take my hand and rub his back and up and down his spine. And also before that, it was like he was kind of vomiting sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And then he became bedridden.
When, so he was 60, he would have been 62 this year, so he was 61.
Yes.
Is there anybody in your area of acquaintances that has the name like Ronnie or Ron or Rudy or with an R, strong R sound?
See, I really haven't been talking to the people out here much. I've been out here for a few years, well, actually since around 2016, but I really haven't talked to a lot of people out here, but mainly just my boyfriend that died.
Yeah, but do you know anyone in your world, in your acquaintances, do you know anyone with the letter R in their name? Anyone?
Particularly beginning with R.
Thinking real hard. I can't recall anyone right now.
Recall anyone?
No, I couldn't.
Well, I don't know what it means yet, Vanel, but when maybe in the near future, you've got to listen for anyone coming into your world with the letter R, like Ronnie or Rodney or Rudy, something along Ruby, something along with the letter R. If that happens soon, there seems to be some connection with him possibly that would require a lengthier dialogue. You know, you can call back. But there's something with the letter R, and I don't know why. It seems to be from a spirit or a soul, and I don't know why the letter R.
Can we ask his name?
Well, yeah, we can.
What's his name?
His name, his full name, you mean?
Just not his last name, just his first name.
Okay, his first name was Charles.
Charles, I don't know if that's
well,
R.
There's an R in the
name, and it has
a
strong R sound.
I don't know. Char. I don't know if that's the beginning of a dialogue or not. Did you know him for 5 years, or how long did you actually know him?
We've known each other for a little over 9 years.
And 5 years ago, did anything change in the relationship? Did he live with you? Was he divorced? Anything? What happened within those 9 years that was significant?
Well, as far as I know, he wasn't divorced. I know he was married twice, but both wives died.
So that's the divorce, though, because it's the separation. So he wasn't divorced, but there was a separation because of death. So he was widowed twice.
Did he ever live with you together?
No. I wasn't living here at the time, but I was living in another county in Virginia, and sometimes he would come and stay to visit me. And that's about it.
Did you ever know him when he was married?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
Well, I don't know. We've got something. What if you're going to see him when you cross over? I don't know. And you could. I mean, his soul now is in the astral realm, and I don't know how long it's going to be there. I don't know. You know, the first rule of thumb would be to try to connect to him to figure out what is going on. And sometimes vibrations are harder to grasp than otherwise. When you said Virginia, that's another R. So I don't know yet. Did you ever know anyone who worked for the federal government or for the post office or for a governmental agency? Did you know anyone in your life?
No. Let's see. I'm thinking. I really can't recall anyone that worked for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Postal carrier. Kind of stretching it too, but.
What?
My life has been kind of, enclosed, because I've always been home all the time. And, I met Charles over the internet, more than 9 years ago. I only communicated, mostly with family, like my sons, And come to think of it, my oldest son, he had a coworker named Robert, and that's the only odd that I can recall.
That's good.
Okay, did your son know Charles to any degree?
Well, he only came to know Charles after Charles came to our place, before I moved to where I'm at now. When Charles, actually he talked to Charles on the phone, first, and then, Charles came to, our apartment where I used to live at. And that was really about it. But he didn't tell me anything, strange or odd about Charles, or, because if something wasn't right, he would have told me.
Did Charles ever send you anything like flowers or any gifts throughout your 9 years?
Let's see. I recall him sending me a card in the mail with some money in it, because I was in a bad situation. He sent me a pair of Bose headphones, also because of the situation I was going through. I was living under some terribly noisy neighbors that was very irritating.
I've got a pair of Bose headphones too.
It sounded like you had a pretty casual.
I know what you're talking about.
It sounded like you had a pretty casual relationship. You knew him for 9 years. You never lived with him. It was sort of long distance. But yet you also that you had physical contact with him.
I have to also say, and I'm sorry, this is just coming to mind. I came, you know, where I live at now is where Charles was living at before I moved here. And I used to, you know, before I moved to this area, I used to stay with Charles off and on. And it was actually against the rules here, because this is public housing and everybody's supposed to be living by themselves in their own apartments. And so Charles had me coming to stay with him some of the time before I moved here. And he even had a cab. He came to where I used to live in the cab and brought me back down here. And he just did a lot of things for me from time to time.
He sounded like he was a good friend. It sounds like you had some intimacy going on with them. So it was sort of a love relationship, but without total commitment. And you lost a really good person. But, you know, your question, are you going to see him or meet him? I don't know. I mean, there seems to be some vibrational conversation going on. It's not tremendously strong. I'm not even convinced that we've connected with him.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we have. Did anybody break their leg ever in your lifetime around you? Any broken bones, any family member, hip bone problem, broken bone, leg?
Well, my second oldest son had an accident two times, once when he was a kid and then as an adult.
And what happened? What injuries did he sustain?
Well, when he was a kid, he was playing at the jungle gym, and I was told that he was kind of like hanging upside down, and then he fell to the ground and he broke his leg.
Okay, that's
in a lot of places.
Okay, yeah. That's it. And then he had another accident, probably a broken something.
Yeah, Vernell, that's some sign that Charles is trying to convey information about your personal life to us. And it doesn't have to require that he needed to know about that in his lifetime. He could be over on the other side absorbing experiences you've had and throwing them back to us in an effort to make a connection. So that's another degree of connection being made. Did you ever have a vehicle that broke down?
I never drove a car.
Did he have any vehicles that broke down? Or was there ever a vehicle breakdown
maybe
story?
Maybe with your kids?
No.
Yeah. Okay. We don't know. We don't know. It's just the beginning of a possible dialogue. Your relationship with him over 9 years doesn't have a lot of intensity. I mean, you knew him and everything, but you didn't actually live with him.
And the thing is, with when souls gather together in the astral realm, it's usually because of some type of karma that the souls still have together that needs to be worked out. And you know, the idea that we all go to heaven and we're sitting up there in a rocking chair with our families is not accurate. So the intensity of the relationship that you had with your significant other, Charles, is, you know, that intensity is, or it's going to be the intensity may not travel up to the astral realm where you two need to meet on that level again to work something out. I mean, it's possible that might happen, but it's not necessarily a guarantee. It's not necessarily a guarantee. Sometimes, even with our close family members, the karma is done on the planet, and once you're up in the astral realm, perhaps you're, you know, transcended. Or more likely, you're up there preparing for the next time you come down to the planet. There may not be any interaction with that real close family member because the karma has been completed, and there's no necessity for it. So, You know, it doesn't work like how most people think it works. But what were you going to say? We've got two other callers we got to get to and only about 16 minutes left. But go ahead, Vernell, with your last thing you're going to say.
Okay, I'll hurry up. Okay, so like before he became terribly ill and afterwards, you know, he asked me one time, what would I do when, you know, when he passed over and asked life, but I'd be still be thinking about him a lot. But he said that he will meet me when my time comes, and we'll be together again. And he gave me a ring and everything, and we saw each other as boyfriend and girlfriend. And so I was just you know, checking to confirm and if y'all was gonna be able to communicate with him to see if I would be back with him when my time comes.
It's possible. Vernell, it is possible. There seems to be some vibrational communication going on.
We got that he was a smoker, we got the R sound, we've got, you know, the broken bones.
A ring, if he gave you a ring, that's eternity. And that could be honored by the astral realm. So let's go on to the premise that when your time does come, that you will meet him. Because a ring is a very strong element of energy, and sometimes this other side honors those commitments. So
The fact that he verbalized that is a significant factor.
I would go on the premise that you will. I would go on the premise that you will, and we'll put out energy that he makes further communication with you. Maybe this brief reading will incite him to have some energy field where he can connect to you stronger. So if anything peculiar happens, give us a call
back.
Examine it.
And you can always send us a message on via our page. We have a page for the show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We also have our personal page, and you may contact us that way, like our page, and if there's any other pertinent information, you're willing to share it with us. You know, via messenger, and we do hope that you know, find all the solace you need in this time of difficulty and mourning that you're experiencing for now.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, 949 and then 202. We've got 13 minutes.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Selena. How you doing?
Hey, Selena. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
If I remember correctly, you're a 4, but I don't know the birth date, so I may be wrong on the master number.
1762.
1962, okay. 14, 24. 5. No, she's a 5. Well, gosh. Okay. I didn't remember correctly. 32.5. Hi. glad to have you on again.
Yes. I'm just checking on finances, you know, during this rough time like everyone else is having. I just want to make sure that financially I'm on the up and up, or if there's anything additional I could be doing, let me know.
Are you being paid still? I mean, do you work in special education?
I am being still paid. I had a second job also, and my son was working, but his place closed.
Oh.
His place closed. Yes. So all of that together financially keeps me together.
So you aren't getting paid from the second job. What was the second job? Because I thought you did like real estate on the side, but perhaps I'm wrong.
I am a licensed realtor, but I'm not actively doing that. But I work with special needs. That's all I do.
What was the job with the son?
The second job is respite that I do, other than working for the school district as a teacher. And then my son was working doing at a restaurant. All the restaurants are closed.
Yeah.
Unless there's food and takeout.
Right. And I'm sure there's not a lot of people going out for takeout food right now.
Well, it's a phone. Well, in my area, not too bad. They're still
really
coming in and going to take
well,
out.
That makes
yeah,
me,
this weekend.
That makes me feel better. There's mm-hmm. turnover, so maybe we'll support some of those businesses for takeout.
Right.
Yeah.
They actually had us go in.
Selena,
what?
Your financial situation. Yes? I mean, on a vibrational level, I get to April, May. You're sort of budgeting whatever. You're working a little bit with the special ed. Your financial situation doesn't seem to go into any great degree of concern, at least at this moment. I think, like everybody, we have to sort of maintain some level of equilibrium. And,
exactly the word I was thinking of.
And, you know, But if you're thinking, am I going to go under? Is my karma, is there something about my life that will go under during this crisis? I don't get that. I'm not. I think you'll be okay, but you'll just have to weather the storm.
Yeah,
this,
and budget,
you know,
obviously, if you're not getting that second income
right.
from the restaurant, you're going to have to maybe cut back on your expenses a little bit.
Is this a special ed job? Does it give you the kind of income that helps you survive?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, we're really. I was at the school today because they made us all come in and just to pick up art for our special needs because the parents are going to come pick it up. But we're worried about summer because I do summer school. So I just was wondering, hopefully we can have summer.
I don't have a concern.
I'm hoping we have summer school.
Well, no. I know because they're thinking of keeping the schools closed until fall.
Yeah.
So there's
a
question of that.
I don't have a concern. However this maps out for you personally in your occupation, I'm not picking up a level of concern.
And you know what?
So it might mean that you'll maintain your survival throughout this ordeal.
See, and even if there isn't summer school, there are likely to be programs that you can get hired on to, help facilitate for kids. There's got to be activities and structure for kids. I can't imagine that there's not going to be anything going on in the summer months, even if the schools are closed and don't do summer school, because, this quarantine or whatever you want to call it can't. I don't foresee it lasting throughout the summer months to fall. So there's going to be something available for you to do, even if it's not summer school.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's affected. Everyone's adjusting. If you have a concern.
Very stressful. I mean, every day you're thinking about it 24/7. I mean, you can't think about anything else. And even if you try to, I try to, maintain calmness with, trying to show example for my son. Inside, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen?
Well, a lot of fear is being manufactured, I think. And, it's unfortunate. But try to stay grounded. And know that luckily you're receiving a paycheck for your main job. So you've got cutting in. You might have to make some cuts in areas that you normally would be spending. So do that and just, maintain a level of balance. I think that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yes, Lena, you can't compound this with 24-hour surveying the tension level. You just you have a job. This isn't you're not going to die. This crisis will last. It's part of existence. Mm-hmm. Listen, we've had crisis. We have all kinds of crises. Climate control. We have existential crisis going on. Things that we don't. This impacted us, and it hit us hard. But it doesn't eliminate the idea that we live in crisis. This crisis all the time.
Right.
We have to pay special attention, use common sense, budget accordingly. You'll get through, and don't let this overwhelm you. Your attitude and your energy level is what's most crucial right now.
Okay. Well, all right. I will do that then.
Okay, Selena. Well, we're really glad you got in touch.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Take good care.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have 202. Beth, hi.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for getting in touch. 12-3-69, right?
Yeah. Do you do that by memory, or how are you doing that?
Well, no. I actually see your birth date right in front of my face, but I do memorize a lot of birth dates. I do have kind of that kind of memory where I absorb. Though I've gotten some birth dates incorrect today, so.
I call from Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Oh,
so
good.
So I had a question.
Okay.
In regard to the first time we talked to you, we had talked about a broken bone, and my sister listened to the recording as well, and she had brought up that her son had been in a really serious accident where one looks at the car, it doesn't even look like he should survive. And he is improving now, but he, you know, had to go through a lot of surgeries and really was affected by the accident, but he is alive and he is improving. And we were just kind of wondering if there were, she kind of felt like there were angels present at his accident. And I was just wondering if I could explore that a little bit.
What's his birth date?
Shoot, I wish I could have gotten all that. I can text her real quick, but I don't know if she'll get back to me in time. I have such a huge family that I don't know all these numbers.
Well, in the meantime, Beth, the accident itself, did he cause the accident, or was he victim of the accident?
No, he was T-boned.
So he was driving, but it was someone else's fault.
But what I mean to say is, did he run a red light? How was he T-boned?
Yeah, no, somebody else ran a light, I believe.
Oh.
It was not his fault, yeah.
It wasn't his fault, but at the same time,
he was behind the wheel.
Was it at an intersection?
It was, I think, at an intersection, yeah.
Yeah, so what's happening is he didn't exert extreme caution. Whenever you enter an intersection, the best rule of thumb is to always be cautious and not just plow through it, to look and see what's going on, because people do run lights. And see, this was a karmic situation where there was a past life connection between him
and the
person that hit him. So there was a karmic situation. He wasn't meant to die. The karma didn't go didn't go into the depth of killing him.
How old is he?
It was a.
Sorry.
He is probably in his, he might be maybe in his late 20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
The karma didn't go into the idea that was going to kill him. It was a karmic situation of past life where there was a retribution of some sort that manifested into this life, where this guy's running a red light and hitting him, but it has to do with a karmic combat. And it's unfortunate on that astral level. On the physical level, he just broke the law and ran through him. But we're giving you an astral explanation, which means that angels were around because he wasn't meant to be taken yet. So it wasn't that he was meant to be taken. The angels saved him. He wasn't meant to be taken, but
angels
accompanied the
them.
Event at hand. And there's going to be something to do with a fence. I don't know if it's a fence in somebody's backyard or a wall or something going on with the backyard, but the word fence came in, and I'm not sure what that means yet.
A fence in the area where there was an accident. What was it? An industrial area that there was an accident? Commercial area? Do you know?
Well, we live in Northern Virginia, so it's, you know, it's a little bit, well, where they are, it's a little more rural.
Rural.
I don't know.
Are you doing anything in your backyard? Was your sister doing anything in her backyard? Is there any problem with a fence needing to be repaired? Anything with a fence?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to ask. I'm texting her right now. I'm trying to ask her. I'm not sure, but I will ask her about that.
Well, you can ask her and get back to us on we're going to do a show on Friday. And you can get back to us. But this is about a fence. There's definitely something about a fence. I don't know what it means yet. And it's not coming from it's coming more from a spirit guide. It's not coming from like somebody who died. He didn't die. And I don't know what this fence is about. I don't know what this fence is about. Did this young guy Was he a sports person?
I was going to say fencing. Is there any?
Vague.
I don't know if the person that hit him. I don't know anything about that.
No, your nephew.
Yeah, my nephew. I know. I don't think he. Yeah, I don't really think he's super athletic.
No.
Okay.
I can definitely look into it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having more information is helpful because some of the questions that, and you know, you might want to have your sister call.
I tried that. I think she was nervous or something. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but anyways, that's why I was trying to ask for her.
Okay, well, you know, you can encourage her to call or you can ask some of these questions and call on our next show. We're actually at the end of the show, 917. I'm sorry you're not going to get on the air today, but we're back on the air on Friday. We have another call, but unfortunately we're out of time.
Okay.
But hopefully that helps.
Yeah, Friday?
Not a lot. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thanks,
Beth.
Thank
you. It was nice talking with you again.
Nice.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're back on the air again, Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We hope you join us then, callers and listeners. Bye-bye.